Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi, everybody!
Yay! And we have a few other guests along with us. We have a
crowded
screen today, don't we? We have a very full screen.
Yes. Yeah. That's, should we introduce everybody now so we can get them all up and introduced and everybody knows what's happening?
I think so. Uh-oh, we lost.
No, we're here.
We're all there. Everybody just moving around. Don't do that, guys. Stay put. Stay put. You know, you're messing with me.
He was putting everybody on the screen for us. That's what happened.
Oh. So,
here's the gang.
Yes,
the gang's
yes.
all here.
Okay.
So, just a little precursor. Julia can't see what I can see over here. I have a second screen and I see what's going on. And so I saw that we all moved around because he was putting us all up on the screen. So now we're all here. Everybody wave. All right. I'm going to let Julia introduce this fabulous, wonderful group.
Okay. So, well, first of all, we've become a really close group. And this is these are the what should I just use the word?
Fabulous Five.
Sisters.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Y'all are coming up with a much better word than I was coming up with. Anyway,
I kind of want to hear what she was going to call you guys.
Me too.
Stinkers.
The stinkers.
The stinkers. Yes. A lot of internal jokes here. Okay. So I will apologize now for Tracy and whatever she might do, because she's the instigator.
We all remember this face.
Would we agree that Tracy's the instigator?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was unanimous. Anyway, hey, if anybody doesn't know, this is a screen. This is a room full of level 3 practitioners. You know, that doesn't happen very often. And we have been taking trips fairly, you know, on some kind of a frequency. It's not been a regular frequency, but some kind of a frequency over the last year.
It's January.
It's been wonderful. And so the partners in crime that are here, we have, and I will just do, because it's, I don't know what order it is for anybody else, but right here on the top, to my right, we have Erica Middlemiss from Arizona, and Monica Dunn from, now is it Oregon or Washington? It's Washington, right?
Washington.
Yeah, because you're so close to Oregon. That's why I kept putting the two together. Okay. And then Sarah Breskin-Cosme from the Keys, the Florida Keys. Yep. Yay! You know Tracy, and she's from
Oregon.
And I'm from Arkansas. So, okay, right there. Just kind of imagine, if you will, where we all are in the States. Okay. And then we come together in different places and we just have a great time. One, two, because it's great getting together, but then things happen. And we had a lot of, things happen.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't get practitioners together. And I mean, one of the things I'll always do, is do sessions, QHHT sessions, although, you know, they're abbreviated in this case, but it's okay. We just do shortcuts to get to the SC. So, because we're all very practiced in getting into that state. So it's fairly easy to get into that state and just tap right in. So that was a lot of our, when we get together, that's what we do. And it's really fun. And so that this was really cool in that way for all the synchronicities, would you say, or the patterns of messages. And it was really interesting how one thing kept, weaving to another. And it all kind of culminated on the last finale evening. Don't y'all wish you could on these trips with us?
Yeah.
So I think we should tell everybody how flexible we had to be for this to even happen, though.
I think that's a great idea. Yes.
No. So originally we had planned to go to Mount Shasta, and then there was the fires, and the fires were pretty much all around the mountain.
Mount Shasta.
You could even look at the map right now, and it's like literally like this. Yeah. What do they call that? The wagon. circle around Mount Shasta.
Oh wow, that's cool. Yeah, the wagon train.
Or yes, I pulled. I think we pulled it up. Monica, I don't know if we pulled it up, but we pulled it up. I pulled it up when I got home. It was still all the way around. And
that might not be a good idea to go there.
Yeah. So then we tried other places. We tried doing something different that was still going to keep us somewhat on the same path that we were on. Nothing would work. And then I'm going to let Erica take it from here.
Well, you and I were talking about options, and we were online and we were looking at what airline prices would be to go to different places. And we thought about Colorado, and then it just kind of was like, okay, that's an option. And then I woke up in the morning and I remembered that, oh, my brother has a rental cabin that he has on, you know, Airbnb. Let's call him and see if it's available. And I called him and he answered the phone immediately, which is very unlike my brother. And he said, yeah, it's available. I'll block it off for you. And that was it. And we were here. Oh, and then he also offered to just let us stay there. So it was like, please come here to Colorado. So it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was like Colorado was going, come on, girls, come on. And so we all did. We showed up. And how much did we have planned?
Zero.
Totally zero. And this all happened like 1 week before we were supposed to be there, I think.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah. Yeah.
The flights were inexpensive and easy enough to book, and boom, boom, boom. Everybody's in alignment with it. And man, we just got there and everything kind of fell into place, including, now I have to say, we had a phone theme. So I got up that morning, was heading to the airport, and there was a whole big phone debacle with my phone server. And there was supposed to be a credit on my account, and instead they put the bill on my account. And so there was like this almost $400 bill that had to get paid before they shut my phone off that morning on my way to the airport. I'm like, why won't my phone work?
Oh, I think that was just to get you ready for the cabin.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not the only one that just happened to. So I get to the airport. I had to wait until I had some internet and I could get that phone bill paid. And then, you know, and then I had to wait until I got home to resolve that phone bill because we had no service where we were. So you're right. It was setting me up for no service. It's like, hey, lady, you're not going to have a phone. And you're going to have to just deal with that. But here's
how often do are we in that situation? We have nothing. Never. We had no phones. We had no internet. We had
nothing. We had each other. But I have to say, there must have been something intuitive going on because, you know, when I go on trips, I usually have the kids and I'm like, here you go. I'm setting you up. I ordered you groceries. I did this, did that. You're all good. This time I'm like, okay, if there's an emergency, there's this. If there's this. And it's like, the list was twice as long and I was going half the amount of time. And I was like, why am I so on top of this one? And like making sure everybody knew where everything they needed was at. And here's phone numbers in case you need to get a hold of anybody. I've never been like that. It's been like, here you go. You're on your own. Bye-bye. And I'm out of here. And so this time I was like Uber, like everything. And now I know why, you know, hindsight, I know why. But at the time I was like, why am I being so insane about this? Anyway, so what were you guys' experiences getting ready?
Well, I just have to say one thing that I think is so funny is that as soon as I got back, all my clients had the same answer from their higher self because they were asking, how can I make my life better? And their higher self said, connect with like-minded people where you speak the same language. And I thought, at the first session, yes, I was like, that's so interesting. The second, and then the third, because I've got, you know, I've had three sessions since I've been back. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because they were saying that, you know, there's something about communicating the same language that's so freeing because so often we're around other people that just don't really gel on your wavelength, but it's so freeing for the soul almost when you can just say whatever, you know, whatever you want to.
Yeah.
And that did. For them was key.
We did.
And we yeah, did.
So true. Some of us know things we shouldn't. No, it was awesome. And we learned so much about little secret identities that we each have too, you know, like, yeah, like maybe closet singers and
yeah. Closet lots of things.
Yeah.
Stay in the closet.
Oh yeah, Tracy, what happens in Colorado stays in Colorado.
Really?
That's hilarious. But did you bring your ukulele by any chance, Sarah?
Oh, it's way upstairs.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Could have had a little moment.
See, Tracy is a pusher.
Yes.
See?
I have been called I have been called every name in the book on this trip. And
Monica is like the most amazing guitar player.
Most amazing.
And, you know, she broke out this song. And it was like, it just affected everyone. And so we were going to this restaurant and Tracy was like, hey, Monica, why don't you go up to where the band is playing and ask if you can play?
Yeah, I would have done it for you.
Yeah, that's Tracy. Yeah.
I may or may not have your song on cue.
Oh,
oh, but Monica, you have a beautiful voice and you're not using it very much on the show. So what do you have to say?
You're an activator. And I'm going to tell you the most loving thing I can say.
That's the most loving thing. Now, Monica has this way of getting people to talk to us. We got to fly together because we were going in and out of the same airport. So we had a little bit of time to wait after you guys all flew off. And so she just walks up to this random stranger and asks if we can sit with him. And we are now friends with Chef Robert. And he's in Ireland right now, having a good time with his family and doing a chef event. But how fun is that? I mean, we wouldn't have known this guy. And she's just like, let's just go sit over there with that guy. I'm like,
That's bold. That is really bold, Monica.
Yeah.
I would not have expected that of you.
Oh, that's kind of natural for me. Yeah. Really? Especially with strangers. It's when people know me that I get, you know, a little shy.
I'm going to vouch for that because I watched it happen.
Oh.
I was just going to sit there quietly playing on my phone. It's like, I finally got internet. I got something. I can reply. And she's over there chatting it up with Chef Robert.
Wow.
So, yeah. We got to learn a lot of fun stuff about him too, about his travels and everything he was doing. So that was fun. And how cool is it to just, I mean, he was so excited to get to talk to us, you know. I thought he was just going to kind of be recluse and in his little space and nope. And then another young lady come over and there was one more chair open and she was like, do you guys care if I sit there? So we started talking to her too.
So, nice.
I may or may not have tried to set her up with one of my children.
Hmm. I think that's that pusher part again, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyways, lots of fun. So let's talk about all the little synchronicities that happened in the big scheme of it all. We had all kinds of things fall into place, including the one thing that Julia wanted. That's the only thing she wanted in the whole trip.
Oh, yes.
I get a massage.
I was like, what was it? Yeah, that was so cool. So cool. Okay, so here's, and this is a really cool thing to learn. Like you might have, I really want this. And it's like, it doesn't seem to be happening. But it's like, just keep going for it. Just kind of saying, this is what I want. And just watch how things play out. Because I really wanted a massage. It was like, here we are in, you know, when you're in these kind of settings, it would be like nice to have a massage. And I was due for one anyway. So it was like, you know, this is what I want. And so there happened to be a reflexology massage place right across from the place that we were having breakfast. And I was like, yay, it's meant to be. Yes, yes, yes. And so after we had breakfast, we'd go over there and we're all piling in going, we're ready for our reflexology. And she's like, no, that person only comes in once a month and it's not that time of the month. Like, sorry. And so they're like, oh, okay, well, that's a bummer. And so then Erica knew of other people in the area, so she's calling them. No, they're closed now. And I'm just like, but I want a massage.
Oh yeah.
Yes. This is going
if
to
I
happen.
Do anything on this trip, I want a massage. I think those were the words.
Yes.
If there's anything, it's a massage.
Yeah. And then, That again, that was miraculous. We'll call it miraculous how it worked out. I mean, Erica, your brother is a connector to so many wonderful things.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then he was like, well, their friend does massages. And then Erica, you want to tell the rest of that story, Erica?
Yeah.
So yeah, we just said, all right, well, can you just have her call me at the cabin? And she called, and
we have a landline at the cabin.
Right. Yes. We had a landline.
Yeah, let's be clear about that.
But we like forget about it because we're not used to a landline. And so we just think we can't use the phone, you know?
Right. We were hilarious. We're like, I have no reception, forgetting that we had the landline.
It was the very last day. Even like,
we were weird when the phone rang.
What's that? What's that? And it's attached to this cord that you have to put it down to go and get something. That was fun too.
Yeah.
But yeah, she called and she... I have been talking to her about QHHT for years and she knows of it just about, you know, from what I've told her. And so she wanted a session. And so she wanted to trade. Perfect. I'll give you a session. You do some massages and everyone's happy. Yeah.
So it worked out. You guys all hear what happened here? We didn't have to pay for massages or cabin.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
right. These things do happen.
it was like magical little fairy dust. So talk about us pulling into this place. Go ahead, Erica.
Well, you go
into where the massage was.
Oh, the massage place.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we get there and I hadn't been there before, but I've known this woman for years and I had never been to her house. I've only heard how amazing it was, but you don't really know until you're at a place to see how amazing it actually is.
Yeah.
And we pull in the driveway. And first of all, the first thing we notice is she has a red cardinal on her mailbox. So if anyone knows that, you know that we're in the right place when we see the red cardinal. And we pulled in and she is just, she's got this setup where she has this beautiful mountain view and her garden and everything is just magical. It was just a magical place.
Well, there were hummingbirds flying all over.
And her massage place was an outdoor gazebo. What? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was gorgeous.
It was a vortex. It was definitely a vortex. So we dropped Julia off. And when we come back, she was floating. I was like, oh, good. I get to float next. And so I went in. And absolutely profound. I don't know if I've ever had such an experience with a massage. It was like she was running energy. She was doing the massage. She was very intuitive about anything that she was working on and all the little knots and bumps, you know, when you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And she wasn't, she was very, she knew what she was doing. I would go to her 100 times over. And then on top of it, she's just this amazing person. Mm-hmm. And we're all just sitting there going, how in the heck did we find this place, right? It's like, what the heck? And then she's also so sweet. She comes out after my massage, we're sitting there and she goes, so where are you guys all from? So we're giving her our story. And, you know, people realize, and we got asked that a lot and we got to tell them we're from all over, right? We all came together. They're like, how do people from all these different places come together like this? And so that was kind of fun. That she's asking us that. And then she's like, well, next time you girls come out, I've got extra bedrooms. You're staying here. I mean, how amazing is that too, to just get to connect with somebody that's so special like that. And so open and sharing with us. So Sarah and Monica, you guys also got to have experiences with that. Why don't you share how yours went?
Well, it was so cool because first of all, that was the best massage of my life.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Just that whole property, her, everything, her energy work. It was just amazing. But it was cool because she was asking me some questions. And I said, have you ever heard of Dolores Cannon? She was like, no. And then she got so interested that she said she had to write it down. She said she was going to buy some books and look into it. So it's funny. It's like we were all meant to meet.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. What about you, Monica? She took you just for, you didn't actually do the full massage, but this is what I thought was fun is we're all floating out of that gazebo. Like, oh my God, I just experienced heaven. And Monica's like, man, I should have gotten a massage. And she tuned right into that. She goes, do you want just a little sample? And took off with you. She could just see that you were like, maybe I should have done that. And she just picked right up on it. It was awesome.
Yeah, and it was more like an energy healing, actually. And she said, even afterwards, she said, I don't know what that was. That wasn't a massage, but that was amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I don't know what that was. That's so cute. Yeah, she doesn't even know how powerful she is. You know, I don't think she realizes it. So that was fun. That was
definitely. Yeah, and I felt like we came to activate something in her.
Well, oh, yeah, I think so. And yeah, yeah, that's going to be more. I'm sure there's more for the future of it. That was such a neat experience. So,
Well, she's probably activating things in us as well. So we have some mutual activation happening there.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a whole lot of activating going on.
Thanks and, to the. And we learned what great manifestors we are on this trip, you know?
Oh, yes, we did. Didn't we, sir?
She knows it's coming.
Like, it's such a great story.
I'm sure I'm not the only one that's had this issue.
It's a gift.
It's really good because it shows how easily we can do these things.
Yeah.
And not, you know, we're doing it all the time because we're not paying attention to our thoughts and just what we're doing and our thoughts create. And that was such a wonderful example you gave all of us on how powerful.
See, if you look at it like that, what a wonderful example. And
I think there's a lot of people that are like me that don't know what's going on, or maybe everybody's like this, but they don't really realize it. Because when I was a little kid, I had so many problems because I could think them into my reality. And if somebody had a problem, I could think about it enough and I would have that problem. And I ended up with so many problems that I eventually went to therapy. And that's why, but it wasn't until I went to college and came home for the first time that I realized when I was away, I had forgotten to have my problems.
Oh.
And then all I had done was change my thoughts. So it was really helpful to be in this group and get on one of my loops that happens because what was happening was I know that, I guess it's a lesson for all of us, but like manifestation is so high right now. So it was a good reminder to be careful with my thoughts, but I had like, woken up in the middle of the night and worried about who was picking up my son or who was driving him. But I hadn't thought about who would pick him up. And then I got a call as soon as I had service that no one picked him up. So I was like, oh my gosh. Then we get somewhere and the car doesn't start. And I hadn't told anybody, but I had thought about that on my loop. And I was like, instantly, I kind of knew, oh my God, that's me. It's my fault. You know, I kind of manifested that into reality. And what I learned from that experience is that if you're somebody like me, or you just have always been this way your whole life, like I got this, a chart and it said it was a manifesting generator or whatever, which, yeah, I know. but I learned that all you have to do is to change the energy. So like, I just had somebody else be the driver and that changed the loop for me. And it was a really aha moment that I can do that. I kind of feel a little bit more in control because basically I just try to focus on my thoughts and make sure I'm not going in that loop normally. And if I started to go in that loop, like just to change the energy surrounding it, if that makes sense. But it was a huge lesson and I feel better about it. It's funny because like when we come together, we all help each other with our issues.
Yes,
you know? And it's funny, but manifesting can be an issue if you're not in control of it or if you manifest so fast.
Well, yeah, and if your mind is on the worry and the fear,
yeah,
then, you know, that's the big reminder
then that you're going to create. And that's what had to be that had to be pointed out to all of us, just how powerful that is.
Yeah,
because we're all being told, you know, watch your thoughts, but we slip into those things just so easily. And it's like running on this back tape or something. And it's like, you've got to watch those too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And same with timelines.
Mm-hmm. Timelines. There you go.
Yeah. What you focus on, you create, because we each have our own reality, like our bubble of reality. And it could be completely different than somebody else's, but it can be true for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that came through in Julia's session.
Yes.
Yeah. And in mine, I just read you guys it today.
One, two, three. Ready? There we go.
That makes no sense, and we're not going to explain it.
No. That's the best.
Someday it will make sense.
Oh, look at her. Someday. Someday. Yeah, but that was good experience, and it kept us on track. So, yeah.
Yeah. So we choreographed it and everything.
Yes.
We still don't have it down, obviously.
Don't go back and watch that video, girls. That didn't turn out very well. I gotta work on it. No. But what a great time, though. You know, we ventured out. And that day that we're talking about with Sarah, I don't think we did anything we actually planned on doing that day.
No.
And here's the best part. Did any of us care? We were like, yeah, we went and... and I didn't bring my crystal over here, so I can't show off my beautiful little crystal. But we went to the thrift store because we were told they had crystals. That was fun. That was a fun adventure. Mm-hmm. And got to find neat treasures there. And
I want to interrupt really quick on that store, because I went back there yesterday to bring my daughter, and there were things there that I didn't notice last time that were synchronicities for us. The first one being a red cardinal puppet. Right on top of all of the crystals where we were, and none of us saw it.
Whoa.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes. And so then how many times did I bring up the three wise men on this trip? A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were little statues up there in the back room, the three wise men.
Oh my gosh.
They were for you.
They were.
Obviously. Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but those were kind of cool.
I just thought, you know, you got five people, no plan. We're all just going with the flow. We get up in the morning, we have our coffee and tea and whatever, and we're like, what do you guys want to do? And you know, we were gonna go to where were we going?
The ghost town. And the hot springs.
And what ended up happening is we just went around the corner from the cabin that we were in and realized there was a whole utopia right in our backyard, walking distance from where we were.
I'm sure there's a lesson there somewhere.
Probably,
yeah.
But yeah, just getting to walk around there, and we did that and played around there for a while. But that was after the big adventure of manifesting a car that didn't start and going to see the guys at Napa. Hi, Mark. And those guys, I mean, everybody was fun. Even the guys that were changing out the battery and the key fob were pretty awesome. And I think we just, you know, we went into everything with just a good heart, and nobody was getting upset about anything and moving around there. So, but one of the things we did learn is when you aren't in that loop, when you find yourself in that loop, it's good to change what you're doing, because that'll break the loop. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, a big lesson for all of us. How do you break that loop? And I do want to share something. So I hope my son isn't listening. But when he picked me up from the airport, he was in that loop. Everything was going wrong. Oh, this stupid car and that stupid car. And this guy just pulled out in front of me, and that stupid bus cut me off. And da, 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 the whole way home. And I said, can I drive? Nope. Can I drive, please? Nope. I just want you to be able to relax. You know, you did me this big favor coming to get me at the airport. Just want you to relax. Nope. That'll just make me more mad, you know, and just in this loop. So I'm like, how am I going to break the loop? So I fed him.
That could do it. Yeah.
Yeah. That can do it. Yeah.
But you know, he was in this space and he was driving, and he needed to break free from what was happening. So we pulled off and got some food. And, anyways, that was that, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this is a loop. This is a loop. How do we break the loop? He won't let me drive. So that won't make it. But what a great example, right? You know, it's like, we gotta get out of these when we get into that space, and we all get there. We all have them, those moments where it's like today I kept dropping. If I pick up a pen, it was on the floor. No matter how many times I picked up a pen, I would drop the stinking pen. It was on the floor. And I'm like, at one point I just started laughing. I was like, all right, whatever that is, can we be done with it now? It's like, I'm going to poke an eye out or something with these pins that are flying everywhere. So let's see. We're going to test it. Yay!
Yay, you got out of the loop.
Got out of the loop. But, you know, we get in those loops, those perpetual, okay, everything's going wrong, black cloud, nothing's happening the way it's supposed to. Even after everything you do to try to make sure everything, all the ducks are in a row. We were even convinced it was Mercury retrograde at one point, yeah, right?
Yeah. And it wasn't. And see what I'm hearing, woe is me, oh bother, there's our Eeyore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a Winnie the Pooh theme going too. So who's Eeyore? Oh bother.
Yeah. All of us when we get in the loop.
When we get in the loop, that's the loop. Eeyore is just the loop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So true. Yep. All right, I really want to make Monica talk. What should we talk about? Yeah.
Well, how have your sessions been after getting together?
Oh my God. Great. I've had two and they've been amazing.
Me what too. Were they like?
Well, one lady started speaking her light language and channeling, and she didn't know she could do that. And I forget who she channeled through though, but she started channeling messages and then spoke a light language. And at the end of it, she was like, I didn't know I could do that. I was like, well, you are in my office. Okay.
You are with Tracy.
Yeah. And I think that both clients are looking into becoming practitioners at this point too, because you know what? This is where the magic is real, right?
Right.
We're seeing it every day. How about you, Sarah?
And what you do in a session, you're helping people realize who they really are. And when they do that, then they want to help other people realize who they really are. And
yeah.
It is magical.
It's very magical work. So, yeah, Sarah, you went right to work. I at least took a day off. How were yours?
Well, it was funny because I think I said that a lot of my, you know, aside from people coming to, you know, going to Atlantis or Lemuria, they also usually come with health issues. So my first session back was a lady with breast cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was incredible. She had created the breast cancer because she had given and given and given and like felt like she could give no more and lost hope. It was on the right side. And she just felt like so depressed. And her higher self was like, there's always hope. You know, you don't have to give up hope. You know, you don't have to create this for yourself. And she realized that. And as she was leaving, she felt the tumor had already shrunken. She was so happy. She was very happy with her session. But the rest of my sessions were like just amazing. People really getting all this great, juicy information from their higher selves. You know, lots of great advice. One person was told to stare at a body of water and set the intention for that to cleanse them, that's enough to cleanse them of stagnant energy. That's what people used to do back in the ancient days. They would have little pools of water set up and they were called gazing pools. And she went to some civilization that was really ancient and they would have these gazing pools. And I was like, what's that for? You know, I was really interested. And she said, oh, what we do is we set the intention and stare at this pool of water and it cleanses us. And this is how you release your stagnant energy. And she said, it's really important to do at least once a day. I was like, well, I live near water thinking, you know, I'm going to start doing this.
You're going to start doing the water gazing.
But it's like funny that. Because when you uncover all this information about ancient civilizations, everything is so simple. It's like breathing, stare at water, you know, set this intention. And we just make it so difficult in our life.
Yes. All right, Monica, what did you take away from Colorado?
So many things. I've actually been sharing the focus piece, you know, just like recognizing that where energy flows, that's what's created. And I mean, wherever your mind is focused, and I mean, it's so simple and we've heard it 1,000 times, but it really sunk in, and I'm just really feeling that shift. And I feel really excited about possibilities and our next trip. Sagittarius in me is like, oh, we're traveling again. I'm ready.
You may or may not have been ready to book those tickets at the airport while we were waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. It's like, we should do this. This is cheap. No, slow down. But yeah, very excited. Very exciting stuff that was happening. And yeah. Monica did get an extra vehicle this week too. How's that going?
Oh, that was fun too. So someone scraped the side of my vehicle and we had to take it into the shop, and my partner went there and the only vehicle they had as a rental was this bus. It was so massive it didn't fit in the garage. And he wouldn't even drive it because, you know, we're not used to getting 1 mile per gallon. And and so I really didn't realize how big it was until I got home and saw it. And it was so huge. It made me look like a dwarf next to it. It was so crazy.
It looked like a dwarf next to it. Yeah. She sent me a picture. She goes, here's the bus. Because we're talking. It is this huge, what is it, a Suburban or a?
Oh, I think it's the largest Ford that there is.
Oh, like an Excursion or something. Yeah, it's huge.
It was called Max.
Oh.
Not only was it the largest vehicle they have, but it was the Max.
Wow.
So I was thrilled yesterday. I was putting off going the day before, day after we got home. And I was putting off going into town because I really didn't want to go. And here's something else that one thing I've learned from the trip, and also from, I mean, like Julia wanting that massage. When you want something, sometimes what I will do personally, and I don't know if I'm guessing others do this too, where I will want something, but I will say, oh, that's just something I want. I don't really need it. And, oh, I shouldn't really push it because, yeah. And so I kept saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Well, we got a call from the shop and they said, your part's not coming in for a week. Why don't you just come pick up your car and you can drop off this bus. And it was so great. So we got to take the bus back and we don't even have to have the bus any longer. But had I gone to the store already, I don't think we would have even gone, because it's like a 45-minute drive because we live in the sticks. And yeah. And so it was so perfect for me to procrastinate like that. Was just the perfect
thing. Well, there is an upside to procrastination.
Procrastinating. Yeah. I believe so. Yeah. You know, when you don't feel it, your higher self could be saying, no, it's not time.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah. When you're getting that resistance to whatever it is you're moving towards, that's great. You know, listen to yourself and follow through. That's something I think a lot of us, you know, we don't do that either. You know, it's like, oh, I should do this. I should go, even though I really don't want to. For me, that's always grocery shopping. I really don't want to. And then I'll procrastinate it all day. Now, this is where you probably wouldn't want to procrastinate, because then it's like the middle of the day and everybody's at the store. And then I go and then I realize why I don't want to. And then I think, and if I would have just went in the morning like I knew I was supposed to, I could have gotten this done when nobody was at the store and had my grocery shopping done. So that's where procrastinating for me doesn't work. But I can see where that not wanting to go. So you didn't want to go because you didn't want to drive the bus, or what was it? Why didn't you want to go?
Yeah, it was definitely, that was a part of it. I was a little intimidated by driving a vehicle for 12.
I'm sorry, Monica is not a big person, so I'm so the universe could sense that you didn't want to drive this vehicle and gave you yours back.
Yes. And yeah. And then they say they're going to put a request in the next time we get the rental, then they're going to ask for a small vehicle, which we prefer.
Yes.
We don't have a family of 12.
We don't even have a dog to put in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, and another thing I learned is that if you have gifts, share them. And
yes,
that's something that we all did very well. But while we were there together, we shared our gifts and
hopefully encouraged each other to do that more openly.
Yes, well, definitely. And I think, I don't know if you all experienced and saw your own gifts, but I clearly saw everyone's gifts coming forward. And it was so wonderful to see that. And yeah.
I'm kind of curious what you think all of our gifts are.
Me too.
It's like, let's just put Monica on the spot. What did you notice?
Well, I'll make up for calling you stinker. And
I appreciate that.
And I will say, one of Tracy's gifts is being an activator. And another gift is her channeling of Daniel. And that's really amazing. And mm-hmm. we had such a profound healing yeah. experience on our last night. And it was just mm-hmm. off the charts. Amazing. So
that was fun to bring it in as a channel as well. Yeah. That was a powerful, that was a great way to wrap it up, don't you think?
That was super intense.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you. See, that was worth it for me to ask now. I feel, thanks.
Don't worry about everybody else.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's go on.
And Tracy.
Oh yeah, you're going to do that. Bring it on in. So, all right, what else did you notice? Because we're all going to go on about you in a minute, and so you better say some really great things about everyone, because we're going to flood you.
Well, I feel like I'm on the spot. Okay.
Yeah, you are. You are on the spot.
So Erica's gift is being Tigger and just bringing everyone alive and sharing all of your knowledge and your wisdom. And I mean, it's just flowing freely from you all the time. And it's so amazing. And sharing your essential oils and
her vast amount of knowledge is off the charts. If you want to know something, just call Erica.
Yeah.
Just hands down. You have got so many avenues of information and you retain it. That's what I get jealous of with people. I'm like, somebody could tell me something. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. And then 5 minutes later, I'm going to go tell Julia. And I'm like, they said something about a thing that was in a bottle. And I remember it had a yellow label. And that's how I'm going to exchange that story. But here's Erica, who's got, it's on page 37 in this book. This is what it says. This is how you apply it. This, and it's like, how do you do that? That is a true gift.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention an extraordinary practitioner.
But you know, I love Erica's energy too, because when you're around Erica, it's like there's something about her that like calls to you and is like, be your true self. Like you can't be anybody other than yourself when you're around Erica. She just like allows you to be super authentic. And I saw her doing that with strangers too. It was like, even like the waitress would come over and like around Erica, she just like kind of like lightened up.
Yeah, you're right.
Special gift. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet, Sarah. Thank you.
This is awesome.
We're all nice to each other. No one's a jerk.
That we determined that there were no jerks in the group.
That's funny. No one.
Yeah, because sometimes people are secret jerks and you find out later, but no one's a jerk.
And if just saying, if you are a jerk, you're not invited to any of our gatherings. Okay.
So yeah.
No jerks allowed.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh my gosh. I love it. That's going on all the invitations from now from here on out. So all right.
Free flowing. Yeah.
Who's next, Monica?
So Julia I find one gift that you really just exude is you encourage people to stand in their power. Like you just, you really, it's like, I don't know what, it's just, you just exude this. And it's not like you tell people, not like Tracy, like you're going to do this. You're going to channel now and here, do this.
Channel now. Now use your light language. All right. Step it up. You can do better.
Yeah. That happened, everybody.
It's, I just love that. It's, you have this quiet presence that just, it brings us all into our power. And it's so amazing because, I mean, I don't know if you even know that you do that, but you guys agree, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, you're doing it and you're just quietly standing in your power. And I mean, through your soul speak work, right? That's what you're doing. You're getting people to step into their power and to recognize their gifts and to tap into that which they know. And yeah, so that's just a really major gift. And yeah, thank you.
And like when I'm around Julia, it's like this otherworldly being. Like the power and the presence of her, I think anybody can feel it. Even when you stand like far away from her, it's like some kind of ancient, wise, incredibly like powerful being that you just benefit from being around her, so to speak. And a lot of times when I'm talking to her, I feel like I'm just talking to the higher self. It's like she's so connected.
We're always like, Julia, what's the answer? Let's ask Julia.
Yeah. And you know what? Julia is such a closet channeler, but she brings it through. She has this beautiful gift, and there's going to be some really extraordinary things coming in the future, you guys. So just hold onto your seats because
that's from the pusher. Okay. So
just no, it's not done pushing. Go, Julia. Go. Spread those wings.
Well, speaking of power, when that came out of you, talk about powerful.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I
felt it through my entire body. Yeah.
I felt it too. And I think that's why all the emotion came. There were so many things that happened there in that moment. But this is what Tracy does. I mean, it's pusher to me, but it is an activator. She keeps on and keeps on because I could feel it there. I could feel it, you know, but when she was first going, you do this. And this is when she was in the channel. And I'm like, because this is a joke with us. She's always doing this to me. And I'm like, I don't do that. No, I don't do that. I don't do that. And then here she does this. And I'm like, I can't believe you're doing this. It was really putting me on the spot is how I felt. And I'm like, I don't do that. Don't you understand? And then the next thing I know, I'm doing it.
Nice and easy.
And it could blow you over in the room, like the energy behind it. It must have been building up like a volcano. And then it just all came out.
Yeah, I was closest almost. And it's like my whole body went into like goosebumps. I was like, whoa, that was amazing.
I have goosebumps just thinking about it now.
Me too.
I think can I share kind of a little piece of, so everyone can get the picture. Daniel wanted everyone to use their gifts together. Mm-hmm. So we had Erica in a chair and she was being activated. What were you being activated? Oh, in your
vortex. Remember the vortex?
You brought the vortex into the room and you wanted to know, how do I do that consciously? So they were activating you in a level of your awareness. And Monica was there using the toning of her voice. Sarah was drawing symbols and sending them into, she was drawing the sacred symbols and sending them into the heart chakra. And then Daniel tells Julia, now you speak your light language over it and activate the whole thing. And she's like, mm-mm.
And so, and I even said, how do you do something that you don't believe you can do? And that's where I was. I'm like, I don't know what you're asking of me. I have no idea what this is.
But you were such a good trooper because you said, okay, I'll try. And Daniel said, talk like a baby, goo goo ga ga, and see what happens. And you went, go,
I know.
And then it came out.
And And it was like the most amazing light language you could have ever recorded or heard.
And just as a lesson, that's all that was needed, was just to make some sound, just start it. And then it all just came through. So it was just, it was like, just do something. And then, exactly, it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful activation.
It was really powerful, really powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super neat to see everybody's energy all at the same time in some form of, and it's just one of your gifts that were coming through, not all of them, but just one thing that you were activating all five of us together in a form of some form of activation. And needless to say, that was the one night out of the five nights that I slept really well. Yeah.
Well, they turned down the vortex so you can sleep better.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was nice. Okay, so we got Sarah, and then we only got a couple minutes left. So what do you, we want to make sure we get Monica's praises in there too, but what do you see about Sarah, Monica?
Oh, just pure joy. Oh, Sarah, you're poo. You know, like.
No, she means in Winnie the Pooh, just in case.
Not poo-poo.
Not poo-poo.
Yeah, get it right, okay.
I have to, I want to jump on Sarah's so much, because there is something so phenomenal about you, Sarah. You ask the best questions.
You
and you are just an activator in that way. You get somebody in that place. It doesn't matter if they're under or if you're just holding a conversation. You get people out of the box. And you just keep asking the next question. And I think I made a comment on the porch about that. And I was hoping, gosh, I hope I didn't offend her. I meant that in such a nice way. I was like, man, you do this, like this gift of getting people to just keep thinking, and what's next, and what's next? Oh, and how does that work? I'm so curious. What are you doing there? What's happening? And you really get people activated in what they're doing, how they're behaving. What are their answers? What is it that I'm doing here? That's a great question. Why did I do it like that? You know, and you just get people thinking, and that's an amazing gift upon all of your other gifts as well. You are so approachable, so kind, and you're somebody that anybody could talk to, share, and feel very comfortable and safe with. Now, that's not even going into your abilities to do your intuitive work and your gifts of bringing information out for the rest of the world, like your book. The Hypnotist's Guide to Atlantis is just the beginning for you. And so you bring this knowledge out through all of these beautiful questions. Now.
Thank you.
Sorry, do you have more? Because can I just jump on that
a little bit? I want to make sure we have time for Monica too. Yes, jump on Sarah.
Mine will be very quick. And it's just kind of piggybacking on what you just said, is that you have this ability to hold the space for people to be able to be open. It's like, it's this compassionate, loving, beautiful space where you know that you care and you're listening and loving, you know? And yes, that poo that you just want to snuggle with. And I did, I had to snuggle with her when I was a little chilly. That was my excuse, but I just had to snuggle with her. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you guys, awesome. I love you guys so much. It's so sweet.
Yeah. Okay. So Monica has so many hidden talents. It's like, when you grab that guitar and you start playing it, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Amazing at the guitar. And then your mouth opens. And it was like, who just let the choir of angels in here? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. Your songs go to the heart. And I think I already told you that. It's like, you are an activator of the heart chakra, no doubt in my mind. You are here to help people fall in love with themselves as much as falling in love with your music and you and everything else. You just have this essence that everyone wants to hug you. I watched it. You're huggable. It's like you just bring this energy of love out of people. And I hope that you jump more into your music and your songwriting as well as the QHHT, because I can't imagine people not having that in their life.
Right. So
that's my thing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Absolutely. I love you.
And this is, I mean, it was wonderful, and we've been given the all's
time
to go now, but our time thing, but You guys are the most wonderful people I could ever be abandoned on a cabin with. No. With no internet, no phone. Really? Anyway, we had a blast, and I'm so glad that
Monica, can I play the song in the background? Just right now.
We have to go, Tracy.
I know, but just real quick.
We have to go, Tracy.
We have to go, Tracy.
So long. Next time. Farewell. Leaders and good night.
Paul has a hidden talent.
Bye, everybody.